Rusty Boyle, Brian Haynes. Ready for game two of our doubleheader here. And we're taking down, getting close here. Brian, let's start out with a little bit of talk here. Columbia Central comes in 18-5, 13-3 in the Cascades West, which was good for first. They are the conference champions. And we saw their scorebook guy here rocking the championship sweatshirt. They're proud of that, and they should be. They beat Michigan Center to get here. Last game was a win against Milan, 80-40. They won 9 of their last 10. Their only loss was on the road at Williamston, and that was 64-48. Williamston playing Pinckney tonight. Common opponents between them and the Adrian Maples were Onstead and Williamston. Both of those were losses for Columbia Central, but wins for the Maples. So they're going to. That's something that I think encourages Columbia Central to have to come out here and know they have to play well.
Yeah, well, you just said it. And how many times do you hear, at tournament time, we want to be playing our best ball? Well, Columbia is. Mm-hmm. And some of those games that happened, you know, a month or two ago, you can throw out the window. And Columbia just seems like that team, too, that doesn't mind playing with that underdog moniker attached to them. Yeah. I think they were probably dogs against Center and came out and took care of business. So it's just another game for the Golden Eagles led by big hitting Jake Crawford.
Yeah. This is a good Maples team. We saw them against Jackson High. Game they lost. They lost twice to Jay High this year. But they didn't get run out of the gym, and they do have one weapon that I'm curious to see how Columbia defends him, and that's Jackson Francis. Big scorer, averages 20-plus a game. And we saw him. He does score. He gets a lot of trips to the line where he's a pretty good shooter. Can shoot the three. He loves to get into the lane. Floaters, do it all on the offensive end. Can they defend Columbia? That's what we're going to have to see from Adrian. 15-7 on the year. Only 5-7 in the SEC White, which was fourth place. But as we mentioned, they're playing here in D2, but they play against a lot of D1 teams in that SEC White. Some twos, Chelsea, Tecumseh, Ipsy-Lincoln had a great year this year. So the Maples have played some tough competition, so they're ready for whatever comes tonight.
Yeah, they are ready, and I think Columbia's going to be ready for Francis, too.
Yeah, they won 3 of their last 4 coming in, so they're playing well, but they did have a 4-game losing streak before that. Coming in off a win over Blissfield, 79-70. Blissfield, a team that Columbia is pretty familiar with playing in that LCAA for a while. And so get things started here. Are we going to do another anthem?
Oh, I didn't know you are, but
usually we get one and that's it. When you get
the officiating is going to play a big part in this, too. I think if Francis can get himself to the line 14-plus times, Adrian's got a good shot. We'll see how they call that.
I think he'd love to do that, too.
So
we're going to stick here for a moment.
Yeah.
And
they're lined up as if there's going to be an anthem, but that would be odd.
Usually they do one for the tournament.
Yep.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead. We'll take a let's take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back after the anthem here on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here on the pregame for Game 2. And Brian, let's go ahead and do the starting lineups real quick.
All right. Well, for the Maples, we have senior Cal Poly, who I've bet on in the West Coast before. Jackson Francis, senior. Max Held, the sophomore. Benjamin Perez, a sophomore, and Diego Monadero, the senior.
How about for the Golden Eagles?
For the Golden Eagles, we have senior Jonas Mackey, sophomore Dylan Penix, junior Trent Troyer, senior Nolan Scheel, and junior David Monroe.
In the jump circle, Trent Troyer for the Golden Eagles and Diego Monadero for the Maples. Put eight on the clock. Dark blue unis for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. They get the tap. Get it into the front court. Go to work right wing. Monroe. Monroe backs it out. Knocked away briefly. They squeeze it. And coming the other way. Coming back here with it. Nolan Scheel. Scheel pressured out. Hands off. Swing it around to the top. And a back cut. And we get a travel call against Trent Troyer. And they call this one tight, it looks like. That was a quick whistle on just a little foot shuffle, maybe.
Yeah. Setting up that good backdoor play, and it would have worked, but shuffled the puppies.
Adrian Ball, first look at the Maples tonight, and a drive into the lane. Double clutch blocked. And bounces on the end line. Saved, and Columbia will get it. I think everybody thought it went out. Fast break for the Golden Eagles, and ripped away. Max Held, or excuse me, that was Troyer on the runout. Stolen in the other way, and Monadero able to score it close to the basket. Nice block for the Golden Eagles, but a nice steal on the other end. Hustle for Cal Poly. No, I'm sorry, that was Max Held. There's another drive and a rip away. This time it's Jackson Francis in the open floor. Can't quite take the fast break, but they leave him alone, and he'll fire the three. Missed it short, and we'll get a foul call. Loose ball, and I think it's going to go against Held. Oh, no.
25, I got
Monadero.
I didn't see that. Did you?
I just saw Held kind of swing wildly, and I thought maybe he's going to get the whistle. I didn't see that. 2-0 Maples. Columbia Central ball coming up the sideline to the left side and switching off there. Monroe gets it now down to the block. Turning and facing. Now has to back it out. Pump fake and drive. Dropping down low. Elevating. Blocked by Monadero. Missed shot there by Mackey. And Maple's able to clear it. Blocked shot for Monadero, and he's been important. Good size for Monadero in this game. Drive down the baseline, back it out. Ends up with Francis on the left wing. Now goes back out to the top for Poly. Francis almost fell there on just a screen. Into the corner, three-pointer goes up, no good. Box out on Monadero, and they're able to get the rebound. That is Mackey, who squeezes it for Columbia, brings it over the timeline. Still 2-0, Maples early. Right side for Troyer. Troyer on the cutter, and into the paint. And it is Scheel waiting for a foul call. No whistle, but it does go out of bounds off the Maples. And I think that official waiting to see what he was going to do. They're not going to blow an easy whistle, quick whistle here, so we might have them letting them play a little bit here in the first quarter. Coming off a screen, catching and firing up a triple a little bit deep. Monroe misses, rebounded by Adrian. Francis drives, gets in, floats short. Rebound attempt, Francis gets it, passes out, stolen by the Golden Eagles. Monroe comes the other way. crosses at the wing, backs it out, three-point look, open shot, and missed offside rim by Mackey, and the Maples get it back again. Columbia's shots have not looked crisp.
It's a little early jitters, I think.
That's how it feels. 5:23 to play here in the first quarter. 2-0 is the Adrian Maples score. And coming out with a shot and a three. That one's short. So another miss, another rebound by the Eagles. And another chance to tie this or go ahead. 2-0. They trail. 5:10 to play. Missed shot on that one. I believe that was Calvin Polly.
Yeah. Another bad miss as well.
Yeah. Trent Troyer at the top on the deck, left side now for help. Excuse me, that's Shield. Spins in the lane. Scoops, can't finish. Fell down to the floor again, letting some contact go there. Back the other way, Polly steps back, looks at the three, won't take. Now down to the block for Monadero, and he loses it on the dribble. He had one-on-one down there. Monroe in transition. He's got a two-on-two, forces it up, but easy rebound and put back there for Troyer. Monroe probably should have given it up to him, but it worked out just the same. A layup, and we're tied at two.
Yeah, I do know some of the two of these officials, and they do tend to let things go. I think we're going to see a little more physical game without whistles.
Or at least not set anyone 16 free throws.
Whoa, Francis going long.
Yeah, Francis fired there. And if you're a scorer and you're halfway through the first quarter and you don't have a bucket, maybe start feeling a little urgency. Jab, step, and drive. Spin move at the elbow. Backs it out. Troyer pump fakes. Drives. Gets passed and lays it in. Trent Troyer to the basket. Gets that shot to spin off the backboard just right. 4-2 lead now for the Golden Eagles.
That's two good shot fakes by Troyer to get Monadero the big up and then just buzz right by him.
Monadero he's guarding Troyer, but he's out there being guarded by Mackey on the other end. A little size mismatch, but it hasn't hurt so far. Maples working the perimeter. Francis gets it on the right side, crosses into the lane, loses that dribble, and will get a hand check, I think, is going to go against Troyer. There was a soft one.
Yeah, that was just maybe touching his hip. But you saw Francis kind of bob his head a little bit, kind of selling the call, which we know he's good at.
Inbound coming Polly and knocked away by Troyer out of bounds. It'll be another possession here for the Maples on the baseline. Landon Branch into the game for Adrian. Missed shot goes up for Francis out of the corner. Rebounded by the Maples, but swiped away. Shield brings it up the floor for the Golden Eagles. Up to the top. Troyer gives away to Monroe. He's calling for a screen. It doesn't come. Loses it, but Columbia player there to grab it back. Gives it up. Penix goes to the basket. They don't get it to him. Still out on the perimeter. Now to the top. Troyer, right wing. Pump fake. Dribble drive into the elbow. Pull-up jumper from there, and it's good. Connor Renfro knocks down the pull-up J from the free throw line extended. 6-2.
Renfro coming off the bench looking like he's ready to go.
4-point lead for the Golden Eagles, and they've made things difficult on the offensive end for the Maples. And there's a move into the paint. Too far behind the backboard. Backs it out, and there's a good big bucket. Made a three finally. Cold shooting for both teams early. Benjamin Perez hits 6-5. Three-pointer cuts the lead down to just one for Columbia. They've got the ball. Monroe will take a deep triple, and that one goes. Yeah, well, those the jitters, how long did it take to get rid of them? About 5 minutes. And here, under 3 minutes to play, and working down to the two-minute mark. Both teams hitting threes. Good double team there. Near steal for the Eagles. Polly recovers. Francis goes around under the basket, gives it out to the corner. Pull up off the dribble is short. Missed shot there by Elias Losey. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Ryder Barton. Columbia back the other way. Monroe gets a step into the lane, elevates. Missed. Long rebound, though, and it gets to a Columbia player. Putback attempt fails. Renfro missed. Rebounded now. Maples. Jackson going against Renfro. Gets in to the lane and scores it. That one was effort. That's our first time seeing him hit the floor tonight after the shot went in. Probably did get away with a reach there, I think, from Columbia, but 9-7. That's our score here. Columbia giving in the corner. Shield one-on-one with Polly. Now backs it out to Troyer. Goes down to the baseline. Scoops it back out to Shield. A couple jab steps and dribble moves. Stolen by Polly. Maples ball. In transition. Holly trying to get somebody to run into him. Spin move, floater from just a step inside the free throw line, and it goes. 9-9 tie.
Pretty good offensive and defensive effort there by Calvin Polly.
Yeah. A screen and slip and a three-point open for Troyer, and he hits. 12-9.
Troyer and Landon Branch kind of having words with each other on every possession. Somebody might get T there.
Branch fires a three. Missed. Rebounded Francis. Dribbles it back out for the Maples. He'll fire a three of his own and hit the bottom. He's not afraid to shoot. You can't leave him alone thinking he had his back to the basket. He won't shoot that up. He does, and we're tied at 12.
I've been just enjoying watching Branch and Troyer talking and laughing to each other.
13 seconds here, 12-12 tie. Over to Shield, looks up at the time. He's got it on the wing. 7 seconds. Monroe crosses around to the top, backs it out. 3 seconds. Sidestep, pull up three. Buzzer, no good. Rebounded Shield, but the time is out. We're tied at 12 after one. 60-second break, second quarter coming up on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, aka Dan the Man Insurance Etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor, I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
tie here. Maples ball to start the second quarter. Columbia got out to a little bit of a lead. Both teams got a little hotter from the field. And we could see the scoring ramp up a little bit here. And we'll get a whistle away from the ball.
Up. I think there's a problem with the clock.
Clock issue? I'm not sure what.
We were
talking about the jabber-jaw back and forth with Troyer and Branch. I'm trying to remember, is Branch the player that Jaden Ramirez pushed?
I think so.
I think so, too. Maybe that's his style.
There's always an irritant on some team. That a lot of teams need.
Yeah, sometimes it's just the agitator that gives you some energy. Coming off a screen, open look in the corner, and a knockdown triple for Ryder Borton. 15-12, Maples lead for the first time since 2-0. There's a dribble move to the basket. Pushed in the back, but no call. Out for a three, and they answer. As Connor Renfro came off the bench, already on fire. 15-15. Tied there after a couple three-point makes. Calling for it down on the block. Move to the basket, elevates and gets the shot. I guess he was right to call for it. Lamont McKinney with a bucket at point blank, 17-15.
That's a man who knew his game.
Disrespectful to his defender, maybe. Renfro coming around the screen out to Troyer. Open, shoots a little strong. Rebound for McKinney and now going the other way. Branch drops it off, triple up, and short. Up high, rebounded by Monroe. Running the floor, passes up ahead, and has to save it. Shield saves it, but it's taken away by the Maples. They'll turn it up the floor quickly. Left side, Francis fires a triple, gets it to go. It was an awkward way he landed, but he still made it. 20-15. Maples get a lead. Top of the key, Renfro, open for three. And miss everything. All right, he cooled down a little.
Yeah, right now, Francis getting a stern talking to from the official. And that official had his finger, and he was waving it in his face, and he was angry.
Oh, wow.
I think Francis did a little talking after that last three, and officials letting him know.
20-15, Maples in front by five. 6:02 to play. They get down to the base line, and a move to the basket. Doesn't make the shot, but does get sent to the free throw line. It's Lamont McKinney, senior for the Maples, and he'll go shoot a pair from the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. 5:59 to play, second quarter. 20-15 lead for the Maples. They can extend it here from the charity stripe.
That's Grayson Shield picking up the foul of the freshman. Seeing some minutes here in the first half.
Get a couple of Columbia Central substitutions. And we'll get Elias Losey in now for Columbia Central. And also back in, I think, as he makes that second free throw. And also back on the floor is Mackey. Mackey gets it at the top, gives it back. Pump fake, drive, jump stop, all the way to the bucket. Gosh, Elias Losey, I guess all Columbia has to do is put a guy in and give him the ball, and his first touch, he's going to score.
And Losey looked good right there.
There's a missed dribble, and Horton's going to lose it on the sideline. Mishandled there, Ryder Borton. Dribbled off his foot out of bounds, turnover here, and a chance for Columbia to cut this lead down to two or closer.
Both these teams don't mind talking to one another either. It seems like after any big play, somebody has something to say.
Scheel gives it up. And again, another comfortable dribble there, Losey. Crossover move to the basket, splitting some defense, and we'll get a blocking call, I think, against Adrian. And that'll go against Branch. And that time, some penetration from Grayson Scheel. I think Columbia's better when they've been getting penetration, beating their guy off the dribble. Inbound coming from Losey. Gets it into Mackey, swings it around. Renfro coming up a screen. Losey catches, dribbles out now, working from the wing. Step back, triple. Losey off the heel. Long rebound, and that's grabbed by the Maples. Francis takes it up the sideline, now crossing the middle of the floor. Backs it out, hands off, and that's Cal Poly. Poly crosses into the lane, skips it across, and going baseline step into the air. Hung up there, got the shot up, and got the harm. That's Max Helt with the make.
Nice take by Helt there. Nolan Shields' first foul. Helt with the little hoop and harm.
6-point lead for Adrian, 23-17. And can make it seven here. Free throw line, of course, always brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We're at the 4:56 mark of the second quarter. Headed toward the halftime, 23-17. Make it 24-17 after the make by Helt. Largest lead of the game for the Maples. Columbia Central over the timeline, left wing into the middle. Renfro drives from the top, scoops it back out, and a drive, spinning back, and Scheel drugged that foot as he tried to change directions, called for the travel. And that's Grayson Scheel.
That's a nice take by the freshman. The freshman's getting to the hole, and I like that. He just barely dragged that pivot foot.
Yep.
Good move, though.
Brakes, couldn't put the brakes on fast enough. Get some Brembos. Left wing for Francis. Now he'll dribble across the top and share it. His teammate there, Benjamin Perez. Back to Cal Poly, left wing. Calvin down to the block. McKinney's gone right at the basket every time he's gotten down there. Maybe got away with an offensive foul move and maybe a couple steps. Missed the shot, and it'll end up with Columbia Central's ball.
Steve, don't you feel like Adrian is getting more contributions from more people than the last time we saw him, mm-hmm. where it felt like it was the Francis show and nobody else, but some other guys looking pretty good for the Maples right now.
Yeah, definitely some shooters that Columbia's got to be aware of all the time. At the top, it's Troyer coming off the screen, Shield catches, fires, missed. Troyer battling in the paint for that rebound. Gets it, tries to clear it to a teammate. Passes behind him, and they'll turn it over out of bounds. Good effort by Troyer to get that rebound, but Columbia will give it back to the Maples.
Yeah, that might have been a Troyer over the back anyway, so that might have been justified.
We'll get a timeout on the floor here, full timeout. That's what we get. 60-second commercial break, 25-17 with under four to play in the half on WKHM.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Polly gives it up to McKinney. Now Perez swinging to Polly on the right wing. McKinney cuts to the basket. Tough fading shot against the defense. He ends up with the rebound, though. Fortunate, because it was kind of a bad shot, but out to Francis. 25-17 lead for the Maples, and Francis will take that deep triple and bury it.
That was deeper than deep.
28-17. And back on the throw of Monroe. Shield comes around. Nolan out to Troyer, who drives into the corner for Mackey. Open shot missed. Rebounded by Losey, and second chance points for the Golden Eagles, trailing 28-19. 9-point lead for Adrian.
It's one where you're Mackey, you just say, that was a pass.
Driving in, knockaway. There's a turnover created by Columbia, and Troyer out to a fast break. Too hard on the layup, but following the play was Monroe, and he got the bucket and a little run here by the Golden Eagles and a timeout from the Maples bench. 2:55 to play in the half. 28-21 cuts the lead to 7. I'll keep it here on the break. If you're just joining us, Michigan Center has punched their ticket into the next round, the district final here, with a 74-69 win in a overtime thriller in game one. And this one right now, a 7-point lead for the Maples, and they've had to go on a 4-0 run to cut that down to that number. Adrian getting a good effort out here by Francis, showing he's got the 3-point stroke going, and they're going to have to figure out how to slow that down. But they've had to guard, like you said, every spot, because right now Adrian's had some good output in a much different way than when we saw them against Jackson High.
Yeah, and Francis is tough guard because of how unlimited his range is. I think they played pretty good D on him, thinking he wasn't going to shoot it from 30, but he did.
He was open for a moment out on the wing. They missed him. Polly on the wing has it. Jab steps and drives, spins into the corner. McKinney will spot up and fire and hit. Lamont McKinney with a bucket, triple, pushes the lead right back to 10. Shield brings it over the timeline. Hands off there on the left side. Penix now to the top. Losey drives into the lane, pass out to Troyer. Extra pass out to the top for a good 3-point look for Monroe, and a good answer by the Golden Eagles. Good pass by Troyer to find his teammate out there for an open three, a better look than what he had in the corner.
Yeah, there should be some hockey assist there, too. Yeah. That was just good movement.
Jabs up Francis. He's got Troyer on him. Now he looks to penetrate, gets by him, and kind of soft call there. Troyer, but it'll be two for him with 2:02 to play in the half.
It has been funny, Steve. There's only been 6 fouls called the whole game for both teams combined, but like 3 of the 6 have been little touchy ones.
Yeah.
Then the rest of the time they've just been letting them bang on each other.
Get it. Whistle here so Losey can tie his shoe. It's a soft pink colored shoes. And a tough shot for him, rebounded by Monadero, and he had been out for a minute, but you go back in remembering why he's the tall guy out there. Offensive rebound, a putback, lead goes back to 9, 33-24, 86 seconds to play. Losey drives into the corner, Renfro open, but doesn't make the catch. That pass was fired over there, and out of bounds. Columbia gives it back to Adrian.
That had some heat on it, and then I think Renfro was ready to shoot as well.
There's a near knock away, but McKinney preserves the possession, gets a step, gets into the lane, through the defense, Lamont McKinney all the way to the rim, and the lead back to 11 now, 35-24 with 67 seconds to play in the first half. Losey behind the back, crosses, now into the lane, into that corner for Renfro again, this time he makes the catch, skips pass across, and that's a shot. The lead back to 8, 50 seconds to play in the half.
Columbia has a lot of players that are capable, don't they, Steve?
Yeah. Easy to see why they win that division in the conference. To lead to 6, 35-29. Timberlake, early NSYNC years. Holly will fire a three like he got bored of waiting. And we'll get a whistle away from the ball on the loose ball, it looks like.
I think they're talking.
What about conference here for the just.
If you call it, that means. So they might probably put like 0.8 or something. I think they got Ryder Borton maybe with his first.
That is what the number is up on the board. So 0.5 of a second. It's enough to catch and shoot, right?
Yeah, yep.
They fire it down court. Francis will steal it, and he won't get a shot away in time. But 35-29 is where we settle. End of the first half. 6 points. The deficit for Columbia, and I'll tell you what, I think they should feel okay about that. There were opportunities for that to get out of hand, but they shot the rock well enough to stick around. 6 points feels manageable in the second half with a couple of adjustments. You got options. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here at the half. We'll get you the numbers and get ready for the second half of this one. 35-29. Adrian leads on WKHM.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half, 35-29, as Adrian got some hot shooting in there. Leading scorer Francis showed why he just seems to put numbers in the book. Knocked out some threes. Didn't do a lot in the paint, as we saw him do kind of against Jackson, but still had a good half and paced them in scoring. Some good help off the bench for the Maples, too, as you had Lamont McKinney come in and play some nice time. Him in particular stood out. Landon Branch got some minutes, and overall just they outscored. It just feels like they outscored Columbia. They shot it a little better.
Yeah, and there were four guys from each team that made threes, and that's kind of a rare thing in a high school and a half.
Indeed.
Good shooting by both squads.
Yeah, so go ahead and give us the numbers.
All right, well, I had Calvin Polly with two. Lamont McKinney, as you said, coming off the bench with eight. Max Helt with three. Ryder Borton, three. Benjamin Perez, three. Diego Monadero, four. And Jackson Francis leading the way with 11.
Yeah. Rebounding pretty much even. Assists pretty much even. And even the shooting percentage is pretty close, so everything kind of even there. 6 points feels a little stretched, but how did the Columbia Central Eagles hang around?
Well, Columbia got seven from Connor Renfro, three from Dylan Penix, seven from Trent Troyer, four from Elias Losey, and eight from David Monroe leading the way.
Yeah, it did feel like you couldn't take anything away specifically from Columbia, because they just give it to someone else, and that may be something that works well for them in the second half. You know, your game plan changes, and I don't know what you do if you're Adrian to slow them down. You don't feel like you have to slow them down a lot. 29 points is all in the first half, but I think if them Columbia, I'd try to penetrate a little more, because that seemed to be working for them, especially late, especially when they were looking to maybe go inside out, penetrate, but then dish to one of those shooters.
Yeah, I feel like that's when they made their threes, when it was going inside out. And they run that same, you know, four-out offense, that dribble drive that a lot of teams run. Mm-hmm. So there is the penetration, and you're supposed to, you know, jump stuff, and if you're covered, kick it out to open shooters until you find something. And Columbia did a pretty good job on that.
Yeah, I think, like, making the extra pass, making that pass, not the first guy taking it, but like you said, that hockey assist. Find that guy so he can get to the next guy and you can get a wide open look. 35-29, again, the lead was as much as, I think, 11 backcourt, Adrian, at times, now shrunk down to six. Six feels a lot different than 11, and you can come out and have a good couple minutes to start the third quarter and see this one get back into just a 1 or 2 point game, or even take a lead with a good section out of the break.
And we saw in that first game, you can have a 10 or 11 point lead and things get tightened up real quick when a few turnovers happen.
So the Cascades Conference champion Golden Eagles back out of the locker room to warm up. We'll take another 3 minute commercial break. And when we come back, we'll get the third quarter going. 35-29, Adrian leads Columbia Central on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner, not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-768-4864, joshsaffordabledumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
See Boyle Brian Haynes as time runs out on our halftime ticker. 35-29, Adrian leads, but Columbia will have the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, Steve, looking at the stats for the first half, very even. Adrian made three more free throws and an extra three, and I guess there's your six-point lead.
Nolan Shield on the wing for the Golden Eagles. Off the screen, Monroe. Double team comes, and they knock it away. Francis on the run out, and Troyer challenges him. Francis goes up onto the floor there. That's our, I think that's my third tracking him on the floor, and he'll go to the free throw line here. We said it before seeing him against Jackson. Not a textbook shooting motion.
No,
but
even
he's a good free throw shooter.
And even that free throw shooter, it looks like that second hand gets involved.
Yeah.
But
he misses that first one.
He doesn't miss many.
Troy goes to the bench quickly with three fouls. That's important because he's an important player for them. And Francis misses them both. I'm surprised. Nolan Scheel with the rebound. Gets it out to Mackey. Mackey back to Scheel. He steps into a three. Fires. That goes off the backboard and almost goes in, but rebounded by Polly. Polly up the floor to Francis on the left wing. Gets a step baseline, goes all the way to the rim and scores.
See, he has just that enough explosion, and you got to respect that three so much.
He's just a good scorer. Monroe dribbles in, steps inside the three-point arc, pulls up and hits, 37-31.
I like Monroe's game, too.
Francis coming around the screen, steps up, pump fakes, and Losey comes flying out and runs right into him.
Yeah, when you're guarding, when you're tasked with guarding Francis, you think, man, I can't let him get that three off. But you got to stay on your feet and just maybe get the hand in the face.
And you can kind of tell Francis didn't expect that either, because he's the kind of player who would take that shot then and get the contact and go to the line. He inbounds from the sideline to Polly in the backcourt. 37-31, Maples leads. Francis up a couple screens. Good defense by Columbia. They go to the right side and set Perez. Francis cuts in, drives. Little space created. Floats it up on the rim and it goes in. 39-31. Columbia back the other way. Trailing. Monroe drives. Double team help comes. He goes the other way. Now has to back it out to the top. Jab step and drive into the paint. Push down. And Mackey wanted the foul. No whistle. Rebounded by the Maples. And going to the corner, Perez pulls up an open three off the heel. We get additional contact away from the ball. And this time they're going to get Francis on the call. Maybe try to box out and pull him down to the floor. That's Francis's now fifth time down to the floor by my count.
And that's the same official that had words with Francis earlier. And again, I don't think he looked very impressed.
So, touching on to that gamesmanship perhaps. Scheel goes in down the baseline. Just bulldozes Polly down to the floor. Powers it in and scores, 39-33. This is definitely a more physical contest than our last game, just the way it's being officiated. Polly called for a screen. Montadaro slips it. Polly drives, stops. Into the paint. Move to the basket. And Perez scores a tough one under duress. Benjamin Perez with a bucket. The sophomore scores at 41-33. 8-point lead. Scheel coming around the screen. Hands off to Losey. He'll spot up for three. And knocks it down. Another triple. 5-point game. 5:40 to play. Third quarter. Exchanging blows here. Who's going to get the stops is what we need to see. Francis pump fakes a three. Losey jumps out on him. And I know Losey's demonstrative, but he grabbed him right on the jersey. You could see it as Francis went by.
He sure did. That was a foul.
And I don't think the official wanted to call foul, but it was undeniable when he got them by the jersey. So it's a third team foul now for Columbia, trailing by five. Post up by Perez, blocked by another Columbia Central Eagle. So two guys with blocks. It was Penix, and then it was Mackey getting the block. Going the other way for Columbia into the corner. Monroe ready to catch and shoot, leaves it short. Rebound Francis. He looks to run it up the floor. Taking it all the way in. And contact on the play. And we'll get a whistle against Mackey, and they'll call that on the floor.
And not happy about that call either. Francis, that's with his nemesis referee, too, calling it on the floor instead of at the shot.
As McKinney working to get in. Lamont gets the defender off his feet, goes the other way, and scores it. Lamont McKinney had a good first half, continues here in the second half. 43-36, back out to a 7-point lead. And there's a pocket pick and a fast break here for Francis. They're chasing him down. Block attempt. Does it come? He goes down to the floor for number six time, going to the floorboards. But he makes it anyway, and it's a 9-point lead now for Adrian.
Yeah, this is danger time. Troyer, I think, needs to get back in for the Eagles.
Drive by Losey. Had a good look at it. Missed. Rebound Scheel, and he goes up and will get a foul call. And I'm not sure if we're going to get Perez or Polly on that one. They were both there, and it will be Benjamin Perez called for that one.
Just Perez's first.
45-36. Scheel going to the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. First free throws of the game for Columbia. Scheel hits. That'll get Branch back into the game for Adrian as well as Borton. The headband duo.
Yeah, it looks like we have Renfro coming in for the Golden Eagles.
Oh, we have three headbands on the floor for Adrian. Shields, second free throw, gets in and cuts the lead to seven. 45-38, Adrian leads. 4:29 to play in the third quarter. McKinney comes, crosses over, gets down the lane, missed, but foul up by Branch, and he scores it.
A nice foul there.
No box out. He's able to get in there unimpeded. Shield spins away from the defender, gives up to Monroe, loses it to the backcourt, gets it back anyway. Crosses now into the lane. Triple team. Passes out into the corner. Pass is deflected. Shield will pull it out of there in Columbia with a couple almost turnovers here. Still with possession, still trailing by nine. 3:56 to go, third quarter, behind the back move as Polly comes out to guard, and we'll get a timeout from the Columbia bench. A lot of standing around there, yeah. A lot of dribbling, and the coach saw something and made the right call. Coach Crawford with the call. Full timeout. Let's keep it here. We'll talk a little bit about some of our sponsors, including Form Energy, energy drink sponsor, as well as East Jackson Community Schools, Industrial Steel Treating, and Josh's Dumpsters, American Title Company, Phelps Towing. Boy, I hope we don't need those guys at all during the postseason.
And we do have to make some little trips for us to Tecumseh, and we're going to be headed to Harper Creek at some point. And
Okemos on the schedule. Okemos,
yeah, there's some. We you're right. I hope we don't need the cough belts. But if we did, they're money.
It gets better immediately. I did have to use them a couple times in the last 6 months. And it's a bad, you're having a bad day if you have to call them. But the day starts to get better immediately. Great customer service on the phone. They get out there quickly. They get you to your destination. So, yeah, I tout them all the time. But thank you to Phelps Towing, 764-1921. Out there in Michigan Center. They're probably pleased that the Cardinals won that first game tonight. 74-69. They're waiting to see who wins this one. And right now, Adrian in the driver's seat, 47-38 lead with 3:54 to play in the third quarter. Sideline inbound, Losey to pass in. Into the backcourt for Shield. Shield hands off to Losey down in the corner. Now back out to the top for Renfro. Monroe was calling it forward in the corner. They'll hand it off. He'll go around and stop at the top. Losey right side. Losey gets a step. Elevates, and we will get a foul call. And looks like that's going to go against Borton. And that'll send Losey to the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line.
Yeah, you just get the feeling that Columbia needs a little 6-0 run or something here soon.
Yeah, you almost want to change something up on defense just to get it, you know, see if you can get a couple quick turnovers, maybe put on a press or something, that just not leave it on for the rest of the half or anything, but put it out there for a quick couple, see if you can get a couple turnovers. 47-39, and that free throw goes in.
I like Troyer back in the game for the Eagles.
Yeah, you say that a lot. You know, you put a guy out with three fouls but to save him from fouling out, but if he's out for a long time, you've essentially fouled him out anyway.
Yep. And he just gives that toughness, just like that offensive board right there.
Tough board on the missed free throw at the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. A drive by Monroe, and he's going to draw another foul and get Columbia back to the line. Bodes well for the Golden Eagles if they can get into the bonus here too and score some buckets from the free stripe.
Yeah, because it does feel like things are coming a little easier for Adrian in the half court than they are for the Eagles. So you're right.
Monroe with the stripe. And that one rattles in. We did have an update from out at Napoleon. As that one misses, this time rebounded by McKinney. They double him. He gets it out to Polly, looking to run the break. Batted away in transition. Renfro with the loose ball for the Golden Eagles. Gives it up to Troyer in traffic. Didn't do him any favors. Francis comes up with it, drives. He'll go down to the floor. Bucket goes in. It might have been interfered with by Branch, though, and I don't know if they're going to count that.
They should count it, except for the fact that Branch did interfere with it. and they're talking about it. I think they're going to get the basket interference.
I say, even if just the appearance of interfering with it.
Coach Crawford is asking, hey, he came in and interfered, and he's right. That's one if there was replay.
Yeah, they're going to count at 49-40 if Francis will go to the free throw line.
And by the way, did you get that as number eight?
Is it eight? Yeah, I didn't know what number I was at. He did go down to the floor. 36-31 after three out at Napoleon. Napoleon leading that one just by five. So we'll get you that when that goes final. Meanwhile, Scheel coming up now with a 10-point deficit for his Golden Eagles. Troyer on the left wing. Skip pass to Losey, pumps. Drives on Francis, backs it out. Troyer at the top. Now gives back to Monroe. Left wing, Scheel. Gets a step, gets all the way through, and lays it up. They're just looking for that move, and somebody can get down there deep. And with Monadero off the floor, there's not really a shot blocker, though. Polly said Columbia doesn't have one either as he went down in there and split the D. Goes off the window, 52-42.
Nobody ever stepped in for the Eagles to help.
Nope.
Again, too easy for the Adrian right now.
Scheel directing traffic a little bit. Monroe comes around, the little weave on the wing. Troyer goes head down, drives. Gets in deep, puts it up off the window. Bad angle, missed. Rebounded by Branch. He'll get it out to Polly. Polly coming up the floor. 10-point lead. Now looks to drive into Monroe. Gets in deep, around the defender. Missed it just short. Rebounded by Losey, and the Golden Eagles come the other way. Losey near the midcourt area. Gives it to Scheel to set up the offense. Right wing, now left wing. Renfro into the free throw line. Spins. Hesitation move. Goes in with the left hand. Missed. Ball loose. Pulled out by Calvin Polly. He'll turn it up the floor for the Maples. Left wing, McKinney, jab steps, drives the other way, gets in, elevates, passes back out. Borton in the corner. He won't take the shot, gives it back out to Polly. They'll slow it down here again. Respace, 52-42 lead, and a minute 40 to play in the third for the Adrian Maples.
And no Jackson Francis touches lately for the Maples.
And that's Monroe going to come force Polly to do something with it. He goes around Monroe, gets past him into the lane, up and under. Ball's loose. Polly gets the loose ball back out to McKinney for a three, and he makes it. Out of the scramble, McKinney finds himself open, knocks down a triple. 55-42 lead, and we'll get a timeout from the Columbia bench. 1:17 to play here. We're in the third quarter. We'll keep it here for the full timeout. Setting up a little bit of what's going on. I was hoping that we might get an update somehow from over at Mason. No point total here, but we do see Napoleon is up big late in the fourth. So it looks like Napoleon's going to move on to face Lumen Christie in the final over there at Napoleon Friday night.
I'm going to put a lot of money on the green team winning that one.
That's going to be a lot of green in the building.
That's too much green. That's a thing.
Let's see what else we got here. No update on the numbers there for the score, but it's cool that we have that. Over on 95.9 The Power Cow, if you're a Titan fan or a Pirates fan, you'll be able to tune that in on 95.9 FM or online at 959thepowercow.com on Friday. We'll be here on Friday, it looks like, from Michigan Center. And it might be Michigan Center Adrian. We'll see what happens. 55-42 right now. The lead for the Maples.
If you're an Eagle fan and you're listening, you need some scores and some stops consecutive.
Maples have settled in with a smaller lineup. Monadero's been getting a lot of bench time. He's kind of the big guy, but I think they like the matchups on the offensive side with their quicker players out there for Adrian. Scheel backs it back out. Polly tracking him all the way out. Hand in the pocket there. And 5-second call against Scheel.
Well, and it's not saying Columbia can't come back, but I'm already kind of looking forward to Polly out there trying to guard Trey Collins.
Yeah, he won't be able to pressure quite as tight, I don't think. That's just a bummer for Coach Crawford. You use that timeout, and after the timeout, all you do is get a turnover. Polly behind the back stops at the free throw line. Backs it out to Francis, deep. Gets a screen, moves over to the left. Renfro trying to stay close enough to make Francis. And there's to the floor for the ninth time today. as Renfroe gets called for the reach-in.
And I do think he fouled him.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just funny how Francis hits the deck no matter what.
Yep. He's going to hammer that home, make sure he gets that foul call in that situation. 55-42, Francis at the line, and he hits after missing a pair. I like Francis went to give high fives to his teammates in the lane after the made free throw, and neither one looked at him or even reached out to high-five him, and then he misses the second one. That's what you get, I guess. Now the rebound attempt is knocked away, and it'll stay with Adrian.
Good Adrian student section there.
Yeah. It's not that far from Adrian to Tecumseh, is it? McKinney goes to the baseline, backs it back out. Holly on the left wing, and he'll dribble back out. Monroe out, checking him closely. Crossover move, Polly into the lane. Floats one, got it off the window. Inbound to Shield. 58-42, getting away from the Golden Eagles. Now Shield gets a step into the lane. It's blocked, and we'll get a blocking foul call. And I think that might go against Francis. That is the call, and Shield will go to the free throw line on that call. 8.1 seconds left, 58-42.
I'm watching Francis, and I really do think he was going to try to help Shield up, and Shield kind of pushed him away a little bit. And Francis tried to plead his case, and the ref is like, hey, I've had enough. And again, that's the ref that he doesn't seem to have a great relationship with.
Shield misses that first free throw. Monadero will come back in for Branch. .58-42 and Shield back at the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning charity stripe. And he hit a pair earlier. Those miss. So it stays at 58-42. And it's a drive by Francis and an offensive foul call. And it was an easy one for the ref as he reached out and pushed right into that defensive player. But in the backcourt there, Monadero went down hard. And it looked like maybe a little pushing hand thing between him and Troyer.
This could get a little chippy before it's over, especially if there becomes a 20-point game.
Touchdown pass throw and incomplete.
That is a thing you did not want to happen because that clock should not have started. Nobody touched it. There should still be
officials are going to come back over.
Yeah, what was there, with 2.5?
And I think the clock operator realizes and
2.1.
Putting it back on.
2.1 is plenty of time for Francis to draw a foul.
It's knocked away by Columbia and 0.3 seconds left for the Maple Soul. That's not enough time to catch and shoot. It'll have to be a tip. I think that's understood at all levels at this point. Polly to throw in, though, it'll be help. But Branch will check in. And help will come out. Polly inbounds, looking to Branch in the lane. Gets a touch on it, but no shot. End of three, 58-42, 60-second break. And we'll be back to finish this one up with the fourth quarter on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
58-42, our score here as the fourth quarter gets started. Maples ball, Polly in the backcourt. Casually over the timeline. No rush here for the Maples to get into any offense with a 16-point lead and just 8 minutes to play. Polly looking to go one-on-one with Monroe. Gets a step into the corner. Borton pump fakes. He'll give it back out to Branch out on the wing. Now left side Borton. Dribbles into the middle. Gives it up to Francis. He looks at the three for a moment. Hesitation dribble. Then floater in the lane. And hits. Managed to keep his feet. Troyer in the corner for the Eagles and knocks it down, 60-45. Francis back the other way quickly for the Maples. And batted away briefly. He can't squeeze it. Gets it away. Tries to get it to a player. Picked up by the Eagles and going down. It has it blocked and we'll get a foul call against Adrian. That was Grayson Scheel, the freshman, making a move to the basket there. And he'll go to the free throw line here for Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning. 60-45 they trail. That's going to go against McKinney.
Just his second. McKinney's had a nice game. He came off the bench too, right?
Yeah. And Scheel will miss that first one. Renfro going to come in for Troyer.
Hey, Grayson Scheel is going to be a nice player in the Cascades Conference these next 3 years.
Yeah, pretty good length.
He's going to only get better.
Yeah. Probably put on a little, that nice fitness center they got over there at Columbia, put on a little muscle. 60-46, he splits the pair. McKinney gets in the front court. Almost gets it batted away, gives it up to Borton for three. That goes off the heel, long rebound. That's grabbed by Nolan Scheel. He turns it up the floor for the Golden Eagles. Their chance to get a little run started, perhaps. Monroe coming left side. Pull up. Triple. Rattles out. Squeezed by Branch. And now tied up by Renfro. And that should be a jump ball. Possession arrow goes to the Eagles. That's essentially a turnover, effectively a turnover. And that'll get Troyer back into the game. Coach Crawford taking some of his guys out and sitting them right there. And he's in their ear. So I think he's trying to slow roll out his game plan for the next 6:48 in the fourth quarter here. Cut to the basket and Scheel. Grayson finds himself all alone under there. Screen or something, just got a missed assignment. Now against the pressure into the front court for Adrian. Branch moves baseline, spins away, loses the dribble. And there's Grayson Scheel on the floor again. This time if it's a jump ball, it's going to go back to Adrian. But Branch, little spin move there, had it knocked away. And stay with the Maples.
Calvin Polly kind of trying to tell his teammates, like, hey, what are we doing, guys? We're up by 12.
It's 12, yeah.
We don't have to take these quick shots.
Looking to get it in maybe to Polly. They'll have to give it to Borton. Polly being denied by Monroe. Now he backs off to let him catch it. Going out to pressure right near midcourt. Polly wants to go right back to that right hand. Hop in the paint, backs out to McKinney now in the corner. Branch steps back for three and hits. And they're counting the bucket, but we're going to get a foul against Borton. Loose ball foul against Borton. The bucket counts, 63-48. And Borton's going to come out of the game.
It's probably a wise move by the coach because I think that official is about to tee Borton up.
Yep.
I think that official's had enough of all the back talking.
Yep. 63-48. Back out to a 15-point advantage. Down to 6 minutes to play. Columbia had a little run going. Monroe catches and fires a quick release triple and hits. Now they get on that full court trap. Polly in the corner gets it away to McKinney. He'll look to get over the timeline. Now left side, Perez steps into a triple. No good. Rebound tapped out and squeezed by Monroe. Looking to run Nolan Scheel. He's got Losey with him. Maybe waited a little too long to get it to him. Losey goes up with the left hand, lost it on the way up, went too high. Now the ball's loose. We'll get another tie-up, I think, and this should stay with Columbia if that is the call. I didn't see a signal. I didn't think there was anything that would be a foul call.
And when you're a high school team with no shot clocks, it still just amazes me how many quick threes still just go up, even Even up 12.
Yeah. And get out to the backcourt, Nolan Scheel. Left side, Losey moves over to the middle. Right wing, Monroe off the screen. Pump fakes, doesn't shoot. Drives, hesitation, now pulls up in the lane. Offside rim. Scrum for the rebound. It bounces out to Calvin Polly. He'll move it up the floor for the Maples. 12-point disadvantage for your Golden Eagles. 5:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Polly crosses, spins, backs it out. Hands off to McKinney in the backcourt. That's Troyer. Comes out, knocks away. He goes down, blocked by McKinney. Out of bounds, last touch, Maples.
Well, Eagles aren't quitting by any means.
It is, and the Maples are, I don't want to say turnover prone, but they have left that, you know, quick to dribble and give you something to get a turnover from. Monroe fires a triple deep.
Oh,
boy, that rolled around three times before coming out. Shields offensive rebound and putback attempt, no good. Second try, though, and Shield gets that one. Couple offensive boards for Nolan Shield, and cut the lead to 10. Pally in the open court with Grayson Shield guarding. From the right wing, crosses into the lane and a reach in for Shield there. And that'll be the first team foul in the quarter for the Golden Eagles. 10-point game, 63-53. We're at the 4:45 mark to go in this one.
Boy, right now, what is the Maples offense, Steve? Is it just taking turns? Who's going to dribble and shoot? It's not a good way to close out a game.
Right wing for Francis, calling for a screen, crosses, gets in the paint. Up and under, all the way to the bucket, score it for Francis. And a free throw coming, chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. That's a big bucket with 4:36 to go. Gets that lead back out to 12 and can make it 13 from the line. Update from Mason. Jackson High beats Mason 78-58. And at our last update, Northwest was ahead 69-61 with three to play. So that looks like maybe a Jackson-Northwest matchup in the final there. As Losey in transition gets into the free throw line, skips it to Shield in the corner. Gets in deep, pump fakes, got the defender off his feet, no whistle. Does make the shot though. Full court press by Columbia, inbound goes to Francis. And we get a reach in, no, they call it off of Francis' foot. Shield gets the benefit of the doubt on that one. And 65-55, 10-point game that can cut it to single digits, first time in a while. Shields got it with 4:15 to go. Left side for Losey on the wing. Now to the top, coming up a screen, Troyer. And coming behind to try to steal. Well, Francis had a chance. Troyer gets in, up fakes, goes under. And Monadero commits the foul, and that'll send Troyer to the free throw line.
I suppose this is a little bit bigger lead than in our first game, but this has kind of the same feel where Michigan Center was under control, in control for most of the game until a late flurry. Maybe this is the Eagles' late flurry.
That one goes offside rim for Troyer's free throw. 65-55 free throws tonight and all playoffs long, brought to you by Espen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
And if you are going to come back from 10 points with 4 minutes, you got to make these. You can't miss these easy ones.
Missed them both. Rebound tapped and eventually gotten by Monadero, and he gets it away to Polly. Polly's been vital for Adrian, just controlling the ball and keeping that pressure on to drive. And when he gets in there, he may score, but he may also give it up for an open three. Now he's just running out large chunks of clock. Gets into the paint, elevates, knocked away by Monroe. Good defensive play. And on the loose ball, we'll get a foul against the Maples. And that'll go against Monadero. And that will be the fourth team foul against Adrian, so bonus free throws the rest of the way for Columbia. Timeout on the floor for Adrian. 3:42 to play, 65-55, and we can keep it here. Again, we got Jackson 78-58 winners tonight, and Northwest was in the driver's seat with a few minutes left. We'll see if we get a final from that one. Lumen Christi and Napoleon, both winners out at Napoleon, so they'll face off on Friday night, and it looks like if Northwest wins, that'll be Jackson and Northwest and Mason. And Michigan Center won here. They might have to play Adrian, currently leading by 10, but Columbia still, 10 points feels like a big gap. There still feels like enough time with a run, but Columbia hasn't been able to make that run. They've threatened to do it a couple times in this fourth quarter, but haven't been able to execute it.
And it just feels like if you're Adrian, You just got to get the ball in Jackson Francis's hands. Polly's doing a lot of dribbling and everybody else. Francis has to be your closer, right? Like, get the ball in his hands, and he's so good at drawing fouls.
Especially if you might end up having to shoot free throws, which that looks like the way that the Maples will have to close it out here with 3.5. Shield gets in deep, backs it out. Troyer open for three. Too long. Rebound tapped, and Francis hits the floor for the 10th time tonight. And that one a legit foul, and that should... It's the third one on Columbia. It'll be Adrian Ball, and they'll have to deal with the full court pressure again. Inbound goes right side for Polly. Gets the trap. They come and get him in the corner. He dribbles away from it. Gets it up to McKinney. He loses it for a moment. It is loose. Shield saves it. And knocked away by Polly. Stopped a layup there. And she'll have to pass it in. Oh, no, it'll be Monroe to pass it from the baseline for Columbia. 65-55, 3:13 left. Inbound goes deep to Troyer, Losey. Monroe got knocked down away from the ball. And now a tie-up and a jump ball call, and possession arrow goes to Adrian.
Thought they might get Losey, actually, with a little off-arm push. A lot of jump balls in this game, too.
Especially late. Benjamin Perez in the backcourt. Gets it to McKinney. McKinney at half court to help. Now over the timeline. Polly will set up on the wing. Wisely slows it down. Now goes on penetration move. Double teamed on the baseline. Got stuck. Bounce on the end line, but that's going to be off of Columbia. They batted it away. I know Polly's telling somebody to come help him, but maybe don't dribble down behind the backboard and get stuck. A lot more court out here. On the inbound play, they get it down to Perez. He misses the shot, gets his own rebound, and we'll get a foul on the follow-up. And that should go against Troyer. That is the call. That's his fourth, I believe.
It is.
But he'd win a long stretch without getting that fourth foul after having three, so... Rewarded Coach Crawford for putting him back in by not getting committing another soft foul. McKinney drives, gets a jump hook up, across the middle in the lane. I wonder if they get that out of McKinney that's often, or if this is an extra special, because he's definitely been shooting a high percentage and scoring a lot. Bullet pass down to Shield. Can't score it under the basket. McKinney clears it out. Trying to go to Polly. It's out of bounds. They say last touch, Adrian, and it'll be Columbia ball. Yeah, Polly kind of took his hand away like he didn't want to touch it, but no one from Columbia got it.
McKinney's been active on the boards, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's given them a big lift.
They're inbound from the corner, going into the backcourt, and that is Troyer. Skips it over to Shield, pump fakes. Now pulls up from the baseline. Long. Rebounded. Grayson Shield back out to Monroe Hillfire. Off the side backboard. Rebounded this time by Polly. 2:12 to play. 67-55. Polly over the timeline. Now takes it all the way down. Blocked on the layup attempt. A little contact. And that's going to be five against Troyer, I think. I didn't like that call. I thought it was a good defensive play.
That looked like a good block to me.
Troyer all effort tonight. Going to go to the bench with five fouls. And a junior who will be back in action next season. So not necessarily a tragic conclusion here. But a good game tonight for Troyer. Just too many fouls.
He gives it his all.
Indeed. They all do.
That's true. What if you singled somebody out and said, well, except for Jimmy.
Except for, yeah.
he gives it half.
Yep. He didn't look like he was running hard. I don't know who Jimmy is. I hope
there's
not actually.
There's not a Jimmy. I was hoping I picked a name that was not on the roster. I don't see a Jimmy.
Tolly makes a pair from the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. He got official timeout here. Or stoppage of the clock, and he's
checking for blood.
Looks like it. There is something that looks blood-like on Polly's jersey.
Yep, right there on the front.
Yeah, it's a red spot.
A quick spray.
That went away quick. reminds me of that, like, that Seinfeld where George buys the cashmere sweater and has the red dot on it, and everybody sees it right away.
Oh, it's late in the night. That's when those references come out.
69-55, Monroe fires a quick three air balls. You know you got to get points quickly, but they're going to say deflected by the defender? No, they'll give it to Adrian. 69-55, and it feels academic. Columbia never able to just mount any kind of a comeback. Still putting the pressure onto the backcourt. Polly's been able to dribble away from that all the time. Gets it up to Francis on the wing. Spots up like he's going to take the three, but wisely backs it out. Minute 43 to play. And tiptoeing the half-court line, Francis goes in. Scores, falls down. That's number 11. But he made it.
He's crafty.
71-55. Shield crosses into the lane. He floats, misses, but hit on the arm as he shoots. Free throws for Nolan Shield from the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Shield is a senior, so this will be his last contest if they don't miraculously make the 16-point comeback in a minute 25. His bonus free throws. I mean, there are some things working in their favor, but
I mean, really, if you think about it, all you got to do is get a stop and a three, and a stop and a three, and a stop and a three.
I know.
And, hey, you're right back.
Why Coach Crawford hasn't put Reggie Miller in yet.
Seems like an error.
Those Columbia uniforms aren't too far away from old Indiana Pacers road jerseys. 71-56. Shields split the pair. Free throws for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and the inbound goes to Polly. Dribbles away from Monroe. Full stride. Goes into the lane. Defender falls down. He gets all the way in and floats it over the rim. Inbound to Nolan Shields. Skips it across to Losey. Losey on the drive. He gets in the lane. That's a blocked away by McKinney. We'll take Columbia ball. We're down to 1:07 to play.
I think Monroe looks like he's tired of having to chase Polly around. That's been a tough job. He's like a water bug.
Inbound goes in deep to Shield. Catches. Swings it left side. Losey steps back. Three. No. Off front rim. Long rebound to Monroe. He'll fire again. Side rim. Rebounded by Polly.
Monroe's made a few of those early. I think the legs are just tired. Columbia, like you said, that was max effort performance. Just ran into a little better team tonight is the bottom line. And I think they're just going to let this tick off now, which I kind of like.
36 seconds. Down to 30. And just, yeah, letting them dribble it out. 73-57 is our score here, and it looks like that will end up being our final.
This is where there should just be a white flag so we don't have to just sit here for 55 seconds. Just call it the game.
And, yeah. Like, hit the space bar and the clock runs out faster. And there's the buzzer. 73-57, the final. And Adrian moves on to face Michigan Center here at Tecumseh Friday night, 7 o'clock. 2-minute break, and we'll come back and wrap things up from Tecumseh High School. 73-57, the Maples move on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-768-4864, joshsaffordabledumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the post game here is our final score, 73-57. Columbia had a chance to wilt and really see that get out of hand. They never really did, but they also couldn't get it to turn the tide and go the other way and close that lead down. Total effort the whole way, but just I bet if these teams played again a couple more times, we maybe 7-3 if they played 10 times.
I like the sounds of that. Yep.
Just the Maples just went out, played their game. They seemed a little quicker on the perimeter, and certainly Polly, quickest guy on the floor all night, and if he would be our player of the game. To me, I mean, Francis has 27, but they don't control the game the way they do without Polly's sure-handed, dribbling and ball handling, and made a couple smart plays to kind of pull things out or in transition make things happen. So he would be my player of the game if we were going to pick it from Adrian, but we're not. We're going to pick somebody from Columbia, and we're going to go with David Monroe, leading the Golden Eagles in scoring, played big minutes, and he was stuck with that task of trying to stick with Calvin Polly, and he made it tough tonight.
Yeah, Monroe, he did finish with 14 points for the Eagles, and like you said, had to chase Polly all around the floor. Very balanced attack, and I think that's what they've been all year, too. So giving players of the game is kind of tough for the Columbia team usually.
But I mean, we picked a trio of players from center, so we haven't had a clear guy most of the time tonight, and Columbia, again, didn't have a clear guy maybe all year, but that made them tough to game plan for because you didn't know who was going to give you the points because they would all give you some if they could have. It was just a good effort by Adrian, the better team tonight. Columbia's season comes to an end, but if you're a Golden Eagles fan or a coach even, you like what you have coming back next year with just one senior in your starting lineup, or two, excuse me, but you got Monroe back and Troyer back. Penix was just a sophomore in the starting lineup, and we saw some good minutes for the younger Shield Grayson as a freshman. So, yeah, you bring back a lot of pieces next year. You feel like you're going to be competing for your conference and maybe with a chance at getting into the district tournament and getting a win next time.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I really liked what I saw from Elias Losey, and he's just a sophomore.
Yeah. So they've got guys, they've got pieces, and I'm sure they'll be back around in a similar capacity next year. Thank you so much to the crew here at Tecumseh putting us up, putting us together with some statistics, giving us a little more in-depth look than what we get on our own, trying to keep stats up here. But, Brian, let's go ahead and get the point totals.
All right. Well, for Columbia Central, we did have center from Connor Renfro, Grayson Scheel with 3, Dylan Phoenix with 3, Trent Troyer with 10, Elias Losey, 8, David Monroe leading the way with 14, and Nolan Scheel having 12, all coming in the second half.
Yeah. So the loss for Columbia Central will end their season, but a good year for the Golden Eagles, a successful year. You just never know what's going to happen in the tournament, and get to draw here with what felt like a lot of teams with a chance to win this one. It was a tough group, and if it was this group again next year, who knows? Maybe Columbia is the favorite coming out. But meanwhile, Adrian moves on. We've seen them a few times this year, and they looked about the same, just this time getting in the win column.
I thought they did get, like I said earlier, a little bit more contribution from people that we didn't quite see when we saw them play Jackson High. Maybe that has something to do with Jackson High's D as well. But yeah. I'll give you their totals, too. Calvin Polly had 10. Lamont McKinney off the bench with 15 had a great game. We didn't see any of that over at Jackson. Max Helt with 3. Ryder Borton had 3. Landon Branch with 5. Benjamin Perez with 5. Diego Monadero, 4. And Jackson Francis. I mean, man, you think, oh, okay, is this guy really a 25-point-a-game scorer? You look down, 27.
Yeah. Played 32 minutes. Never came out. Not really in foul trouble with just 2, I think. No, they did have 4 on him eventually, but pretty efficient shooting, 11 for 15, including 3 of 6 from beyond the arc. And then 2 for 6 from the line was probably not what he's used to, but overall pretty good. He did have 0 assists and 4 turnovers. And like I said, Polly played almost as long, didn't shoot or score as much, but 9 assists to just 2 turnovers. Managed 7 boards as well, 2 for 2 from the line, complete game for him. The backcourt for Adrian's definitely going to be something that Coach Howard and the Cardinals are going to have to talk about in practice tomorrow.
That's going to be an interesting one, and the officials are going to need to grab control of that one because both teams are not averse to talking to one another, I think. That could be a fun watch.
Could be chatty, could be chippy, and I hope whoever the officiating crew happens to be, they get that under control early, and who knows what that means. But it's going to be fun here and entertaining here at Tecumseh. Elsewhere, we know Napoleon beats Hanover Horton, Lumen Christi beats Homer. That will be the matchup out at Napoleon, the Pirates and the Titans, the Battle of the Green. We've seen a couple of those matchups at district a couple years ago out at East Jackson where those guys matched up.
And football
matchups. Yeah, that's starting to be a little rivalry.
Napoleon and Lumen, yeah, who knew that was a rivalry, but it's becoming one.
Yeah. Also, up in Mason, Jackson and Northwest both getting wins. We did get a final Northwest 82-75 over Mason, and Jackson kind of as we expected, I think, a 20-point win 78-58 to move on as well. So that'll be the final there. Northwest Mounties and Jackson, Vikings.
They had to make a phone call and say save some driving and just play at Leslie or something. Just say,
yeah, right.
Cut the drive time a little bit.
Yeah, that might be fun. Or somewhere in between where it's between Northwest and Jackson. Leslie's a little beyond, but.
Yeah, it's shorter than Mason.
Harbor. It is.
Yeah, Western.
A little bit shorter.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, neither one's a bad drive. Tecumseh wasn't a bad drive.
No.
I'm not even going to say where we're going to be Friday. We're going to talk it over and decide what matchup makes the most sense. But we'll get you all the scores from all the games that we can get you. And we will be doing a game on Friday. It'll be a championship game. And, we're going to take a wait and see on that and decide what we want to do. But for now, it's been fun already. Exciting. We got our overtime game tonight, and Michigan Center able to hold on in that game one thriller 74-69, and our final here 73-57. That matchup is intriguing on Friday with Adrian and Michigan Center. We'll let the guys back in the studio go home, and we'll do the same. Again, Michigan Center victorious game one, Adrian victorious game two. They will match up on Friday here at Tecumseh High School for Executive Producer Mark Koss and the Professor Brian Haynes. I'm Steve Boyle, and we will do a game Friday, 7 o'clock. Who will it be? Tune in this week to find out or visit us on social media or online at WKHM.com. Have a great night.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Aeroquip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Softwater, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.